the Bishop is now pointing out that the machlokas between the machlokas which the Rosh brings in towards the end of Siman Aleph, whether Avnei Sekina Masoi has the pturim of both boar and regel, or whether it only has a pturim of boar. So Mr. Rav explained that's a machlokas rishonim. Whether when you have a two ovos that teach us a tolda, so do we say that the tolda, since it is based on two ovos, has to have the halachos of two ovos? Or do we say that the tolda always has to fit in under one of? And that's the way the Kadosh Baruch Hu structured Hilchas Nezikin. That there is a tzad hashava that's mechayiv hezek, that makes this into a mazik, that makes it responsible for its shmira. And then, however, there, once I know that something is chayiv, I have to find out which of the four ovos it is most like. So, the Ris Rav explains that the Machlegis and the Rishonim is when I have a new mazik, that's not one of the major mazikin, or it has some parameter which makes it distinct from the four mazikin. I have Avnei Sekina Masoi, Shefkiron, even though it looks like a boar, but it only got there with the Kohen Chacham or Rabbi. So I need to have another of to Machayev me Avnei Sekina Masoi. So do we say that there is that the ultimately it's Avnei Sekina, it's boar and Eish that were Machayev in the Hezek? Otherwise, that would be potter, and therefore it has to be a tolda of boar and ashes of all the pturim. Or do we say that I would be chayiv because of its anashav shebehem? And once I'm chayiv because of its anashav shebehem, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, now be medamed as much as you can to one of the others. That's part of the din of Oveis Nezikin. Right? Put more succinctly, are the Oveis the Mechayivim, or are the Oveis just the table of Tashlumen? Is Bor the Mechayiv, or not the Mechayiv is that Mamoina Yushvasei Alecha? So what's boar, what's shore? Because Baruch Hu gave me a table. How should I do Teshlume Yezek? So one of the overarching halachas is Teshlume Yezek are Refin Edis. That's all Mazik. But there's another, but there are Teshlume Yezek that are unique to various others. Those are the two ways that we've looked at. So yesterday we pointed out that the looming kasha that we have, which the Rosh poses, is hayit tochein that you'll be able to say that two ovos together mechayiv, because then you're going to end up having a toldo which can never be chayiv. When you learn from Shane and Bohr, so that's a kasha, a huge kasha. And that's what forces the Rosh to say that the Oves are not the Mechayivim, the Oves are the categories of Tashlum. Good? So then we pointed out that L'chorva, this Machloikis of Rishonim, in which the Rosh quotes, L'chorva, that is the Machloikis Rashi and Tosfos, with respect to Chatzi Nezik Tzoris. What would the din be if I wouldn't have Halacha L'Meish Misinai? So Rashi says, wouldn't be Chayiv. Because the Mechayivim are Shein, Regel, Bor, According to Rishaya 24. But koichai, the behemoth, there's no mechayiv. So I need halacha l'mishpisim to make it chayiv. And halacha l'mishpisinai determined that even though it's chiyuv, it is a chiyuv of regal, it's a pot, it's only chatzi nezek. But that's really the boya that the Gemara raises in the Rabbah that we discussed yesterday. But according to the Bali Atosvus, it would be chayiv nezek sholeim if I wouldn't have a gzeiras hakasa. Because I have a tzad hashava that, let's say, eishin regal, it's going to be mechayiv. Koichoi de behema. So it fits in very, very well so far. Right? According to Rashi, the oves of mechayivim, if I can't line up with an ov, it's potter. And according to Tosfos, no, no, no. It's going to be a chiyuv. It's going to be an overarching chiyuv. I can't line it up, so then I'll do my best. I'll do my best in lining it up with one of the others. If I can't line it up, so they'll have to be as makel as a kamlachar. Rosh Bo would say for care. If I can't line it up, I said sofik nizokin will be lachumra. All right, but we'll have an approach. Okay, so now let's point out that the Briskerov points us out to be the machloikas in the sugya. On Bezim and Beis. This will be a form of chazara. The best kind of chazara. To be ma'ayin into the sugyas and line them up based on the... What did I do wrong over here? I lost this. Oh, I know what I did. There we go. So, Bezim and Beis. Chazar the sugya that the Gemara says that Shloisha ova is nemru b'shor keren shein v'regel ken minolon ki yigach in the gifle keren two psukim. Gemara says, why do you need two psukim? The Gemara says, v'chitema, maybe you'll say I need two psukim because we cannot learn divrei Torah from divrei Kabbalah, so I need a pasuk from Chumash. He says, no, this is not a real lima, this is a gili milsa. Good. The Gemara says, so now, so why do I need two psukim? So the Gemara says, "Ki plige ki polig rachmona b'intam l'muad hanemili b'tlusha." Maybe I would say, if I only had the pasuk of behem amim karnirim karnov, so he was holding the karen; it was tolush. So I'd say that karen is a very, very strange kind of a ma'isa hezek. So only the ma'isa hezek when the shore picks up a loose karen and starts goring with a loose karen. This is the line that we're focused on. Abu Mechuberes, which would not be appearing in Chumash, which I would not be able to find a record, would be Kulomo Edesi. Toshma, therefore I have to learn that Mechuberes is being discussed in Chumash, that it's not unique to Tlusha, that it's also includes Mechuber, both Achazi Nezek. Good. So now we're zeroing in on this one line of Mechuberes Eimu Kulu Edes. In other words, if I wouldn't have a pasuk, what would the din be? Right? Just like we discussed, what would the din be of Chatzi Nezek Tzreiris if I would not have Exeris HaKosov? So now we want to know what happens when you find a mazik, when you have a mumin a mazik, but it's not a chumash. So the Gemara tells me, if I find a mumin a mazik, I find a shore. Who go if the shorah kosev b'tayra is talking about a klusha, then the shor that's goring with a mechuberes is not a chumash. So what would the din be? So the din would be kula muedes l'char. That means if I don't have a source, I'm going to be mechayev it entirely. I'm going to say it is a mazik and chayiv nezek sholem, just like Tosfos said, legavi chatzi nezek tzeroiros. Right? So the Chora, this is a very good raya for the shitas atosfos, for the shitas rimigash, the shitas arosh. Right? Puts Rashi out in the cold. So Tosfos says, abo b'mechuberes. Oh, okay. Take this as a compliment. Okay, so Mechuberes. So Gemara says, "Leshalim nezek sholem." Afilu b'pam rishoyna. If im toimar, as the Tosha says, "Umehei teisa." How are you going to learn this? How are you going to say that it's kul it's nezek sholem? Where's it coming from? So you're going to say, "Well, if telushas chayiv, right? So mechuber is certainly b'chayiv." If I have to worry about my shore picking up a lone Karen that's sitting in the ditch, so as soon as I have to be concerned about the shore getting upset and going with his own horn, so it should be a kal v'chomer from Telusha, daya k'telusha. So then I would not say it's nezek sholem. We have a rule that you live for kal v'chomer that it's daya k'din. He can't be mechayiv more. Mishor avos. So now let's say that the Gemara is assuming it's mishor avos. In other words, the Tosfos is saying that we have to be able to speculate ki'ilu there's a sugya, just like we have a sugya adav vav omer aleph that has nu mazikim, and we have bar mizgalgel and avnei sekina umasoish nichon mishus bereish gagon, and we have koisel shenoflu. So we have these new mazikim. We have to find mechayev them by putting together old mazikim. So now ki'ilu, it's a one line. It's a habamina in the Gemara. But now, but in order to make sense of the habamina, the Rishonim work very hard to understand the habamina. We're working very hard to understand the Rishonim. So the Rishonim says, the Tosva says, so I'll make up a sugya. Like I'll make my own sugya. I'll make my own davvav. Right. So how will I do it? I'll say for mishor avos, so hot tinach karen adifa the kavanosi lazik afilu karen osi. So this all works, but we skip these lines in Tosfos because to learn it when one hadn't learned the Hamid Beis is very very difficult. It can be done, but it's very difficult. But once you learn Hamid Beis, so then you can cut through it like a piece of cake. Karen Adifa the Kavanos, if you'll say, Gemara is going to say in Hayyamud Beis, the Gemara is going to say that when you have Bor and one other Ov, you can learn all of the Ovis. The Gemara is going to say, well, that works if your Shor is your, if you say Karen Adifa, right? So if you have Karen and Bor, or if you're going to talk about Karen being a shore that according to Inutam means it's Mamoina, that means that it's a normal Mazik, that you have to, that Lav Becheskas Shimuru, and therefore you have to watch over it. So in that case, you'll be able to get all the Omos from Bor Plus. So Gemara says, so our Tosfos says, according to that Manda Omar that says Karen Adifa, the Karen is not the outlier. Karen is not the one that you will not learn from the other Ovois. The Kavanos Ilahazik, this is where Rashi says, I don't know what this Gemara is of Karen Adifa. Rabbi Natam said Karen Adifa means that the Islay Stam Shvar La Becheska Shimer Kaimba. So then, Taisva says, then everything's good. What do you mean everything's good? I'll learn Keren Mechuberes from a Tzad HaShove. So what will the Tzad HaShove be? So it'll probably be, what will the Tzad HaShove be? Be Shane and what? I have to be Mechayim Keren Mechuber. What's your Karen? You're saying Telusha.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go slow over here. So Beryl's going to say it's going to be Telusha plus Shame. Right?
Why would it be Shame?
Well, Telusha, what else? I'm trying to learn Mechuberes. I have Telusha, Shane, Regel, Adam, and Bor. My goal is Mechayim Nezek Sholem, not Chasi Nezek. Alright? So what's Taisa saying? I'll be Machayev Nezek Sholem if I have Karen. If Karen is Chayev Nezek Sholem, then I'll be able to do I probably can do bor and regel, right? Why not? Bor, if bor is chayiv and it's stationary, then certainly that which is actively mazik chayiv. Bor tchilas asiyosu and ezek, I'll say that a keren, even though stam shvor lab bechels kashimur, but it's still not tchilas asiyosu and ezek. So I'll be chayiv nezek shalom. And the Gemara says that works. I can get every of if I say Keren Adifa as Mamoina. This they stam shvar meches kashimur kaima loy asi keren mikulu kirmila kamon kisha disa barbinayo asi kul bar mi keren diklum mifrach shakin wadim tchiloson. But if my keren mechuba right now it means that the facts are that shvarim are bechezkas shimur, right? And I really should be potter. The Torah is mechayim me kenas. I will not be able to learn Karen, that the Gemara says. So now let's get back. So now the Gemara is saying if Karen is Tlusha, don't worry, I'll be able to learn Mechubar and it'll be Nezek Shalim. How can that be? If, according to one group of Amiraim, Pal Venizka is Kinosa, Shvarm Lab, Estam Shvarm Mechezka Shimur, so I should become Chayim? Every of that I have, except for this Tlusha, is going to be Mu'ad Mitchila. And Karen Mechuba is not Mu'ad Mitchila. So how will I learn Nezek Shalem? Digla Nifrach. Masha'en came with Karen. The Bechaz Kashimar Kaima. Yesh Loimar. All right, so that's Taisus Kasha. Taisus Kasha is, the Gemara says that if they have to appreciate how carefully the Rishonim learned the Gemara, right? The Gemara says, the Gemara has the line that if I would have Tlusha Bechsav and I had to learn the din of Mechubar, so it says I pay Nezek Shalom. But if we just would have said Mechubar is Chayiv, then we wouldn't have a Taismas. We'd say Chayiv Chasin Nezek or something. But it says, no, it pays Nezek Sholeh. So then Emzame Rom understood it pays Nezek Sholeh. Mehecha Teisa Nezek Sholeh. So Teisa says, V'yesh Leimar, D'laman d'omar palgan izke kenosahu, d'ko omar, avol, in other words, d'stam shvarim, b'chez kaz shimur, D'laman, according to that man d'omar, ho d'ko omar, this gemara, This is the Brisa. We'd have to explain the sugya saying that the reason for this extra pasuk is not because without this extra pasuk, I would say lav mishum de istrich kol hashminan de emu edes ela tanutzuch lishminan lahavi rayim in a pasuk de mechuberes nami havi bechlal negicha sheloi titaloimar de negichainu betlusha dumya de karnei barzel de tzidkia. Abu Mechuberes darke lahazik mitchila v'nilman bibor u'michad me'ovais l'chayv l'chadchila nezik shalem. Says the pshat in the sugya is elamaud etema. If the Tana would not write this din, if the Tana wouldn't give me this extra pasuk, then I would have made a mistake, and my mistake would have been that I would have said that the Torah is talking about Tlusha. And I would have made a further mistake, that Mechuberes is Kula Moedesi. And therefore, the Tana had to write the extra pasuk. But Tosfos says all of that would have been an error, made a mistake. Wouldn't have been correct. Shalaitita loymar. That he shouldn't make the mistake of saying that Negicha Hainu Betlusha, Dumira Karni Barzel, Abu Beres, I would have mistakenly said that Darki Lahazik Mitchilosa. And if it's dark as Michilosoi, I would have said, good, I'll learn from Bor and from one of the other rabbis, Mechayv Nezek Shalom. But that all would have been an error. If I would say that Paul got, according to the man to Omar, that Paul got Nizgo Kenosa, I would have made a mistake and said that Stam Shvarim Bechezkas Shimur, the Torah has a special din that Stam Shvar Mechezka Shimur is only applying to Tlusha. That's a very bizarre thing. But a regular Gor, that would have been normal. That is Darkoi, and I would have Mechayev Nezek Sholim by mistake, by having a Tzadah Shavah of and another Tolda. Right. So now Tosfos is in sync with Tosfos or in sync with Rashi. Alright, this Tosfos is saying, when the Gemara said, Abo Mukhuberes, Emo Kulumu Edesi, I would have never come to that conclusion. I would have made a mistake. But the real din would have been that Mechuberes is Chayev. The real din, how would I have come to Nezek Sholem? Who's that?
You turn out from Bor and another one of the others.
But what would it, again, if Mechuberes is not in Chumash. I have Tlush in Chumash. Right? And I hold that Palga Nizka Kenosa. Right?
You think it was in fighting Megicha?
Hold on 1 second. Right. If I would hold Palga Nizka Knasa, so what would the din of Mechuberes be?
Be Chayev because it's Chayev because Darach Hasik and Shmira Samacha. Is that what he says at the end?
But he said that would have been a mistake. What would the real din have been, right? Imi Shor. Heichet teisa the tlusha daya. The imtar mehei teisa. How would I be mechayi mechuberes? Im yishor avos. So if you hold that palganiz gemoyna, then you have your tzadah shavah. But if you hold palganiz kinosa, avol manu hold the kinosa. That Stam Shom Cheska Shimer Kaima Loi Asi Karen Mikulu Lakama. Then I would not have been Mechayev, Karen, Mukhuber, anything. Right? How would I be Mechayev? How would I Stam? I would have said that every other of is mu'ud mitchila. Karen mechuber is not mu'ud mitchila. If I hold palgan as kenasa, tlusha a very very bizarre din. I can't make a kal v'chomer from tlusha because I can only mechayev it at most chasin ezek. So I certainly would not have been Mechayev Nezek Sholem. Right? So Tosfos L'chorva sounds more like Rashi or Tosfos?
Rashi.
No? I don't think it's a problem because there are different Bali Tosfos. So I don't think I don't think it's an inconsistency, which is such a big problem. But L'chorva, that's L'chorva. Now, what does the Rashba say? Tana Rabbanon V'dayin Yish Lakshis Mehaydeh Ka'omer Dehavim Edeh Nechuber Eskulim Wedes Den Mehet Menot Teise. Same Kasha. Exact same Kasha. Tirs Rabbeinu Tam that we learned from one of the Tirs Rabbeinu Tam Devadi Alfino Mishor in a moment. Avu mechuberes eimu kulam wedesi koshali adraba eimu kula tami l'sham chasi nezik b'l'chud d'chol la'afuke m'mboino kula tevei v'chumel l'nitzva. What's the Rashba asking? Gemara says if I would only have Karen Lusha, what would the dimin Karen mechuberes would be nezik sholem. Rashba says no, it would be chatzi nezik. Why? What's his reason? No?
You can't say,
we're going to never suffer in front of us. I'm going to go to Raya, right? Yeshleimar, the Adrabba Benezikin, Sveikadula Achmaki Zurin. Right? So what's the Rashba saying? What's the basis for the chiyuv? What's my suffix? Is it suffix chayiv, suffix potter? No? Right. The Rishba is saying that if I wouldn't have mechuber and chumash, I know it'd be chayiv. I don't know where to fit it. I don't know whether it's going to fit under tlusha or fit under Shen and Rega, right? I know it's Chayiv. So I'll say, I don't know what to do with it. No, Sofek, either I'll have to say Sofek Momen Lekula, or I'll say Sofek Nezikin Lechumra. Our Gemara is a Raya that Sofek Nezikin Lechumra. No, the Rashba sounds like Tais, sounds like the Rif of the Rashi.
Riff.
Like the Rif, right? So again, so now you have in this sugya. So the Gemara, what we're pointing out, we now have two sugyas with the Gemara's what if sugyas. Right? The translation of the what if book by Zilberstein. Right? So this is a what if, two what if sugyas. Right? What if the Torah would not have been Mechayev? Right? That's what we're talking about. Told us. What's the din of told us? So the Gemara, so our what if sugya when it comes to we did yesterday, chatzi nezik tzroiras, maybe machlekes rishonim. Where Rashi is consistent with the Rashi at the beginning of the Masechta, and Rashi says no source in chumash, but. And Tosfos says, no, source in Chumash, I have a tzad shavu to Mechayiv. Now, another wad of sugya. The Gemara says the same thing. If I wouldn't have, and it's a havim in it, but it's a havim in it with the Gemara spells out what the din is. If I don't have a source for Karen Mechuber, what's the din? So the Gemara says, we know what the din is. Nezik Sholem. The Rashba says, what do you mean, what the din is? We don't know whether it's Chatzi or whether it's Nezik Sholem. Right, so Rashba is saying, there's no question, it's Chayiv. Tosfos says, Meche Tosfos, you're Chayiv altogether. So Tosfos says, I'm going to have to put together a two ovis to be mechayev. Once they put together two ovis to be mechayev, no. So then it'll have to be. It'll be Avi Mechayev Nezek Shalom. Right? So there again, the only thing that the Tosfos are not consistent with each other. So either you have to work very hard to mechalek between the wadif of Mechuberes and the wadif of Chasid Nezek, the one mahalach, or you have to work very hard to say that the what if of Ker Mechub is a habimina, so maybe it's not Eilam Askana. So again, can't work about it. Or you say two Malay Taisis. Right, so then, so that's where I stop. Because once it's going to be speculative, so I'm not able to prove which answer is the correct answer. All right, so then, so I can't prove what's going to be the answer anyways. So you got to stop. All right? If you have a Lashon amongst the Rishonim who spells it out, don't go with it. Well, go the Achronim. Certainly go with it. Record it, you know. But Ad Kan. No, go ahead, Mayor.
Tosus is Kasha, seems like Rashi, but if the answer is more fun, it sounds like Tosus Mahalach. In the Havamina of the Kasha, it sounds like, yeah, like you should, why should you be Chayav Nezek Shalom? You should be completely part of Nezek Rashi. And Tosus answers himself up. And no,
you would have been towed, right? It would have made a mistake. It would have been wrong.
Right.
So that would have been wrong. And that's what you're calling, that he sounds like toast in the end. He says, but that would be an error. I'm correcting you from an error. Correcting you from wrong logic. Right?
Yeah.
I think Hussein's correct. I hear you could say a little bit differently, maybe. But I think Hussein's correct. Good, so that's the... Next, the top Tosfos Gimel Amud Beis. Okay, so let's remind ourselves that the Gemara at the very bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph said, "Avnei Sekina Masoi." What are the toldos of Bor? And we know that the two Avos in Bor, of Yud and of Tes, what are the toldos of Bor? Avnei Sekina Masoi Shenichem B'Shusar Rav Mizika. We know that comes from the sugya that Vav Amud Aleph. Hechi Dami. If he was mafkirid, when it fell into the Mishus HaRavim, then bein the Rav, bein the Shmuel bor. Mafkirid, it's a bor. Either layafkirinu, if he wasn't mafkirid, so then it's the machleg is Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel says, "Kulam mi boirei levadnu haynu bor." Ve'ilir Rav, the Amar kulam mi sherei levadnu haynu shor. Okay, so we've wrapped up our sugya. Tilosai that told they say in ki yitzven. Correct. So let's be mind a little bit more now. What does that mean? Kulam mi boirei levadnu. So when he learned the sugya. And daf gimel amid beis, so how do we learn shad kulam biberal abanu? I assume that we learned that this sounds like bor. It's told of bor, correct? Right. Gemara says in vav amid aleph, hatzada shava sheben li suye mai omer abaye. Right, so that's not what we're talking about. Ella the boss of the naichi, correct? So now the Gemara says, "Eat afkirinu, bein the rabbi shemul anu bor, maishna bor." How did it become bor? The last line in Gimel Aleph was a summary of the sugyan Vavamud Aleph. L'chayra. I mean, you could criticize me that maybe this is a bias take and it's not summary of Gemara. Let's assume right now, since I don't know anybody who says that, the Gemara is going to say that this is summary of Gemara by your insight. My shnobor. Shekein tchilas asiyosil lenezek umo moin chushmi rosan alecha. Tchilas, when it became a boar, it was a nezek. So, in that case, Gemara is saying, I don't need a tzad shavah shaven. That's what the Gemara is saying. Right? If they're mafkirit, everybody holds it's a boar. It's a boar by virtue that has the categories of boar. Right? According to the Rif, we would say that it's Chayiv, we may say it's Chayiv and it classified under Bor. And according to Rashi, we would say the Bor is Machayiv and it's a, therefore it's a Bor. All right, that may not be a necessary thing to say. The Gemara now says, however, El Layafkir Minu, he wasn't Mafkirin, he's holding on to it. Lishmuel, the Omar Kulami Beryl of Manu, I knew Bor. Le'olam Dafkirinu. Veloy domi lebor. So now we're going back. He was mafkirit, but it's not exactly like bor. Why? Maloboshkin ein koychachem uruboy. Tame bahani shekoychachem uruben. So eish techiach. Male eish shekein darke lelchul hazik. Bor techiach. And vachozer adin. All right. So it's going to be a combination of bor and eish. But that's what Shmuel means when he says Kulam bi bara lamanu. Correct? Shmuel says Kulam bi bara lamanu. That means Boronesh. Okay, let's go back to our sugi now on Gimel Amud Aleph. Right? Ida layaf kirinu. That's the second part of Amud Aleph. Right? We're lining up correctly. Ida layaf kirinu. He wasn't mafkirit. What does that mean? What's now? We know that doesn't mean kulam bor lamadu stam. We know that means bor beish. Hainu bor. Ilirab do amar kulam yishar lamadu. What's pshat shar lamadu? What's the hezber of shar lamadu? Was that? Right. So then, in other words, we need, I would assume, it means we need boar and shor together. Right? Because he wasn't mafkirit. Or maybe we need shor and eish together. But kulam yishor v'lamadu, and it's going to be and it's going to have the din of shor, correct? Rashi, ula rab de Omar mishara lamanu ma shor shumamani. Like Mary said, haynu shor, the lav told the boy ninu, and Rashi says, and by shor we know that told the shor is kishor. Okay. Toisves. Mishoire lamanu. All right, so now we're zeroing in on Rav. Right? I'm the second of my soul. Shefkir Mishus a Rabbim. Gemara says, Mishoire lamanu. It's going to be a told them shore. Right? So Toisves says, what is going to be a told them shore? You have to choose Karen Chenarego. Hainu Karen. Why must it be Karen?
Because Karen's 5 inches
out. Correct? Okay. So now Taisma says, but if it's told of Karen, then it should be Chati Nezek. Whoever heard of a Karen that pays Nezek Sholem? And we're saying told of the Shor Kishor. Right? The universal kasha. Kasha meant everybody, correct? The Tosfos says, "No, ain lechalek bein tamas lemuodos leishayach lechalek elu valichai." What's Tosfos saying over here? Tosfos saying that it's a told of shore. It didn't show up when we were looking for a told of shore of the same lav kiyetziv for some reason, right? Chazin Nezek Tzoros is your classic example of Tolta Malki Yotzeven. Tosfos says over here, Am Nisakina Masoi, according to Rav, is a told of shore. If you're not mafkir, Shaloy Yevkiron, mafkir is bor. Not mafkir, Kulam Yishor Lamadnu. But it's not Chazin Nezek. Tosfos says, no, it does, ain't lechalik. Sits well with you, it's consistent with everything we're learning so far. May have trouble forming what's bothering you, but no, Lachar doesn't. Now it just goes on to say, we'll come back to this. Im Taimar, now what we have to deal with, Im Taimar, Heichi Gomar Mishor. How do you learn from Mishor? Right, and the Tosfos is saying there's a missing sugya over here. Right, Avnei Sakina Masoi, according to Shmuel, Mibor Lamanu, the Gemara in on Daf Vav spells out the din of the Makor Bor plus H. When it comes to Rav Kula Mishere Lamanu, so Tosfos, where's the we're missing three lines of Gemara someplace. What is Mishor Lamadu? Heichi Gomer Mishor. The Tosfos gives us the sugya. Ma Lishor. Shekein Balchai. Right, so again, what are we looking at once again? According to, we have a new mazik. The mazik of Avnei Sakina Masoi, Shenichim Bereish Gagoi, Uboruch Mitzuya, Viv Kiran. Guy sees his knapsack flying off the merpeset. As it flies into the rabbim, he says it's not a good situation. So the best thing I can do is remove any liability. Right? Gets three guys together, and he says, you see that flying knapsack? Has my initials on it? Not mine anymore. Anybody can come and take it. Good. That way, he thinks for a moment that he'll be... he thought they won't be. It's going to be chayiv bor. But let's say he's not mafkirit. He wants the knapsack. He hopes that there's anything left when it falls. Right? So then, where do we have this mazik? Where do we have a... owning something which is a rabbin that got there with a ruach, with a kech achamura boy? Echi gomar. No mishor. What's the mishor? Shor is a balchai. Kamnos lazik. Heichi gomer mishor. Umefarish rashbam. Do osi mi bor mishor. Mi moatzot. You'll do bor and shor together. Right? Good. You start with bor. You'll say you should become chayiv. But you say, but bor is hefker. So osi shor. Fine. You say bor, shor is as a balchai. You say bor. Ulekamon, gabe yatzada shoved the omer abaye, the tzada shoved davov lisui avneskinim asoy loy goras ila rav to omer kula mishor lebandim, haynu shor to the rav osi shapim vatzada sina kedip rishti. Says, why am I making up a gemara? Come on, there's a double portion of the gemara, right? It's missing. I did it. All right. No, so again, if we don't have a makor for according to Rav for Avnei Sakina Masoi, now we have the makor. All right, Tosfos says Avol Kosha, but I'm stuck. I made up the Gemara, right? Came in the Yibor Nami Yolov Lepot Lifteru Buhu Kalim Kibor. Came in the Yibor Nami Yolov. Since it's not pure shore, It's shor plus bor should be potter for kalim, but it's against the gemara and the chav ches that Rav is chayiv and kalim in this case. Rav is chayiv mechayiv kalim. Why? Because mishor lemando doesn't have the p'tur of bor. Nope. So let's now. So again, where does Tosus fit? Tosus fits. He's saying, this bothers me. Right? According to the 2 days of the rush. Right? So which is Tosus like? First or second day?
First.
First, right? Why? Second day, so I know, of course, it's going to be like Shor. It's a Shor that needed to be learned with Bor. But according to the first day, that's the Gedar Lamed Dalet, according to the Rashbam. So I'm stuck, because I have two Mechayim. Right? So this Tosus is like Rashi and the Nirif.
Rashi.
So this Tosus, today's Tosus are consistent. They're not considered yesterday's Tosus, but today's two are consistent. Right? So Tosfos, this Rashbam, which exactly that's what I meant before, it could be different Balei Tosfos. We know this is a Rashbam. We know that it's a Rabbeinu Tam. So it could be different. One's a Stam Tosfos, right? But again, what are we pointing out over here? That we have a din of Rav. Rav holds Avnei Sakinu Masoi Shenichon Breshus Rabim Shenichon Rosh Gagai Nofal Beruach Mitzuya. So Rav says, Kula Mishore Lavadnu. Tosfos doesn't mean Kula Mishore, means we had a Tzara Shove of Shor and Bor. Good? Shmuel also has a Tzara Shove, Shor and Esh, of Bor and Esh. What would Shmuel say? Legabe Toman? The Pasha Sugi is, he was a Kula Mishore Lavadnu, it's Bor. Right? It's Kiyosei Ben. Right? That's the Pasha Sugya. Correct? Tosfos, Lechor is a difficult Tosfos. Right? It's a deeper kasha than this Tosfos. Why didn't the Gemara say, the Gemara says, the Toldo Shor, and told he's saying ki yaitzib ben. Good. So the Gemara is consistent. Right? But Tosfos says, the Lechor should ask the same kasha on Shmuel. Why is it Poter and Toman? Why is it Chayv and Toman? Lechor the same kasha, only here is a Mefurish Gemara. So, whereas before, Tosfos could have said, you know, according to Shmuel, the Din will Taka be, that if I have something Tomon that trips on a boar, I'm just thinking, sorry, I'll take it, it'll be potter. I'm not Raya. I'm stuck now because I have a Raya Brura that Shmuel, that Rav holds that Avnei Sakinu Masoi Shenichon V'Noflon V'Acher V'Zikon, that if he's holding Kalim, or that if my keli rolls and then gets shattered by this andeskin masoi, then I'm going to become chayiv because mishor lamadnu. Tosfos, we shouldn't be that way, right? So Tosfos is consistent with Rashi, consistent with the Tosfos about mechuberes, correct? And these are tzarachia. The Rif, on the other hand, would say, Adover mivu or biyofer. I understand it very well. It's not a kasha. I needed shor and bor to mechayev, but it just has to fit in one of the rubrics. Has to fit into something. Good. So we don't have a teretz for that's a brisker mahalach. To understand the kasha, Tosfos doesn't have a teretz. So we understand Tosfos very well. At least we learned Tosfos Pshat in the Sugya. Alright? If you have a Teretz for Tosfos, then you didn't learn correct Pshat in the Sugya according to Tosfos. Alright? It lives with Tzarachim. So So it might be when it comes to paskening, we may paskin like the suyas that, like the rift, because it fits in better than Taisus. He leaves with Terechiyah. But in terms of understanding Tosus, understanding the Shitas, so we're good. Good. So let's just look at the Lashon of the Rif. Anyone able to read this? How do we do it? I love that. Okay. So the first paragraph of the Brisker Rav, what we've done so far, is this this paragraph right here is the paragraph that discusses the Tesis and Rajva on Mechuberes and Telusha, right? Vanira Lomer Bazeh is where the Brisker Rav explains his Yesod based on the Rosh that we opened up. I organized the Sugya a little bit differently, right? I began with the Rosh, how the Brisker Rav explained the Rosh. I began with the Rosh and the Rif, the Rosh, today's in the Rosh, and then put together the various Rishonim. We've lined up, and as Yosef calls that, is that we've lined up the Rashi and the Rif in the basic Kash of the Sugya. Right? Then we lined that up with the 2 days in the Rosh, lined it up with the 2 days, Lagabe Tulusha Mechuberes, and with Chatzi Nezek Tzreiris, that the Brisker Rav does not point out. And then lined it up with the 2 days of, and then pointed out the consistency of the Tosas and Avnei Sigimus are going to run. What are these two Mahalchim all based on? They're based on whether the Ovais are Mechayivim or the Ovais are Mesadrim Tashlumim. But there's an overarching Mechayiv. Correct? Good. So that's, how does the Brisker Rav organize it? He begins with the Kash of the Rashi and the Rif. He says, Rashi, understand Bachlal. Leaves Rashi out in the cold. He says, Sugyas only makes sense according to the Rif. It's a very unusual thing for a Brisker to do, but he does. And then he points out that this Rif can be explained through the Tais and the Rashba on Telusha. Then he goes on to explain, you can explain this Rif through the 2 days of the Rosh. Then he explains his Yesod. Then at the top of the next column, he goes back to Avnei Sekina Masoi that we just learned. And really the Tsugin Daf Vav. And then he goes to the Tosfos and Daf Gimel that we just learned now. And goes back to explain how this fits into the 2 days of Keren Tlusha Mechuberes. This is the, and then explains, then points out, we pointed out by the Tosfos on, but Rav and Gimel Amud Beis. Okay? Good, so let me point out a few more horrors. Horror number one is, does the Brisker Rav answer his own kasha? What was the Brisker Rav's initial kasha? Right? Again, what we did through the Brisker Rav, the Brisker Rav Yisod, we explained the Tuv Tam. Right? The Brisker Rav Yisod, that there are two ways to look at the Ovis, and the Brisker Rav defends strongly the Rif's approach. There's a Mechayiv, and there's a Mesadet Teshluvim. Alright? And the Brisker Rav proved that this is the Ha'ora that Rav Osher Weiss points out in a very critical fashion. You have to evaluate if it's a correct criticism or not. All of the rayas of the Brisker Rav are all on Ovis that are learned from two Ovis. Correct? Every single Sugya we went in there. I would say, with the exception of Chassidus Extravagant, which he doesn't point out. However, he says, what was the kasha that Mishra was asking? The kasha was that the Gemara begins with Tolda saying, Ki Yetzeb Elav Ki Yetzeb En. Right? The Brisker Rav said there are two ways to interpret that question. One is Rashi, would it be Chayiv altogether? So the Brisker Rav says, I don't understand this Bechlal. How can you say Tolda saying Elav Ki Yetzeb En? It wouldn't be a Tolda. The premise of the whole Mesichta is always have told us. Tolda saying Elav Ki Yetzeb En means there's no Tolda. Then it's not enough. So that's why he really does not address Rashi. He comes back to the very, very end just to point that once again his kash and Rashi. Right? What I was pointing out was based on the Brisker Rav, Hadilam Shat and Rashi, that the Rav that pointed at himself. And we suggested him that this is, Rashi really says this based on the Chassid HaTzvaris. And it fits into all of the shitas that the Brisker Rav is distancing and saying, this is why the Rishon otherwise. Right? Then we explained yesterday three mahalchim in Rashi. Either like Richa Meir from Nublevitz, the Ger Shiva, who says that Rashi means your chayiv anyways, either in Chiyuv Shmira or in the Iser. And we explained that L'chayra Rashi is saying that this is a pshat until the same lav ki yitzven, because it's like the toldos of tumah where there would not be toldos if there would not be gzeres hakasa, and that's pshat until the same lav ki yitzven. We wouldn't have toldos. Okay, so now we have to take this whole sugya and fit it into the sugya of oitzim enchim and edin. All right, to build on this sugya now. But before we do that, let's just ask the question, two questions. One question is, these are really Rav Osher Weiss's ha'oras. One question is, did the Brisker Rav answer his own question? And the other is, did the Brisker Rav learn the accurate pshat in the rush on Navav? All right? Now, let me explain both of these ha'oras. I know for the vote today. The first Torah is, what is the Brisker Rav's question? He says, Uli. What's the Brisker Rav asking? Mike, v'hine v'divi yirif, nira di boyihi al chiluki adinim, that sometimes the Toldo will be like the Av, or where the Toldo is not like the Av. V'gam zelach ayret tzarech iyan, right over here. V'gam zelach tzarech, the last, second last line of the first paragraph on the top, right. The v'yachet the kol toldo nilmed as the minchiv nizokin me'ob shalah imkein v'echet teisei yechiluk b'neim l'inyan adinim. Moses kasha, how could it be, why is there a half a minute to say that a toldo would not be like the ob? Right? Where's the Habermin? We end up saying Tosei Ki Yetzei Ben. The Rif says we want to know, is the told of Eish Potter and Toman? We want to know whether the told of Bor is Potter in Kalim. And so we go through Ov by Ov, told of Toman, we end up saying, yeah, Tosei Ki Yetzei Ben. Why would you say told the same lav ki yitzev? What did the Brisker Rav accomplish? Why would you say told the same lav ki yitzev, man? Okay, just to explain this to Aura. The way that we understood the Brisker Rav is we began with the rush. He's explaining machlekes rishonim. Based on that, we explain a yesoi the Brisker Rav develops. And that's emes lavita, and we've shown how it fits in. Rav Osher Weiss is asking the question, what was his kashva? Where is the half a minute to say, told the same lav ki yetzei ben? Right? Again, this doesn't bother me so much because the half a minute is from Tumah. No, so what's the answer? What's the Brisker Rav's answer? Where is the half a minute? The same lav ki yetzei ben. Why should have told of why should Nischachacha Bakoisel not be like Shane? teres with his answer. The answer is because the tolda is not really chayiv because of the of. The tolda is chayiv because of an overarching chiyuv. So now I need to know when I fit this chachav kozel in the most likely of, does it come with a general chiyuv, or does it pick up the kulis of the of shen? I'm a chayiv everything which is koyachachem uravoy because of esh. But maybe the Torah said for some reason esh mamish esh is potter and tam, but not everything that you learn from the Gderes HaKosa. Maybe, in other words, the question is, how do you look at the four omos? Are the four omos four very specific mazikim with very specific kulas? But once I include, but the machayev is mavayin choshmiras and alecha. So do I actually make the next step and say it has to fit into one of the omos? Maybe not. Maybe they weren't four omos. Maybe there were four mazikin with four specific dinim, and all the other mazikin don't have these kulas. That's what the Brisk Rav answered. He proves the answer by looking at the sugyas where you learn from two omos. So Rav Shmuel Weiss says he does not think that he ever really answers the question. Why? Because every single raya that the Brisk Rav brings is when you come from two avos. When you come from two avos, have a good kasha, whether it fits into an av or not. But if it comes from one av, the told of shame comes from shame. Doesn't come from shame plus. The told of abor, better yet, the told of regel, the told of Karen only comes from one of. So hechatesa that it should have any different din. He has a very severe lashon on the Brisk Rav. He says ain lo base of. Ain lo base of Barush, he says. And so he can't find a good raya for this hara for the Brisk Rav. But that wasn't. His kasha was mechatesa. We left with the same kasha in the end. Mechatesa that told it was only. So again, I have a strong deference to the Brisk Rav, so I think that we explained it correctly. But you can think about this over the course of the day. Then second to R that he makes, I'll have a minute. I'll go cover that. Okay. You can think about this R over here. I think it's correct.